Last week in Japan was the Golden Week holiday, and on one of those days, May 5th, they celebrate Children's Day. On that day, ironically, Japanese papers were full of reports about how the population of children had fallen for the 25th straight year, and that people over 65 were growing rapidly. People over 65 now are more than 20% of the population, and people over 75 are almost 10%. And this is causing all kinds of problems for Japan. But I think what's most interesting is that these are problems that all of the developed world are going to face. But because it's happening so quickly and to such a great extent in Japan, that people can now watch Japan and catch a glimpse of what the future of the developed world is going to be like. Now, with low population of young people and a huge population of seniors, the most immediate problem is who's going to take care of the seniors when they get ill. One way that Japan proposes to deal with this is bringing in nurses from overseas. There's been a test program where they brought in 100 nurses from the Philippines. But Japan traditionally hasn't been very receptive to the idea of foreign immigration. There aren't many foreigners in Japan, and the Japanese government isn't terribly interested in bringing in more. So Japan, with its expertise in manufacturing and technology, are turning to robots as a solution to a lack of workers and a lack of especially healthcare workers. There are high-tech nursing homes now in Japan where patients have robotic teddy bears, and the teddy bears remind them to take their medicine. The teddy bears also can relay messages from their relatives and from doctors. For older people who aren't in nursing care, there are now smart appliances that very subtly can monitor old people living at home. There's a hot pot that keeps track of when people use it. And the idea is that if grandma every morning makes tea at a certain time, this kettle will report, send an email or send a text message to a relative if the kettle isn't used in the morning, which would be an indication that something was wrong. Toyota and Honda, the two largest auto manufacturers, are investing very heavily in robots, especially robots that walk on two legs, that can climb stairs and can maneuver in a normal Japanese household. And the idea is that these robots could be companions for seniors and take the place of actual human nurses or human companions. That sounds quite odd in the West, where we often think of robots as like the Terminator, some sort of futuristic mechanical killer. But in Japan, they have a history in their animation and in their popular culture of robots as cuddly, helpful creatures. 50% of the world's industrial robots are in Japan, and Sony, until recently, marketed the Aibo robotic dog. So there is a history here of robotic pets and robots living in homes outside of industrial uses.
Now, Mike, you mentioned Toyota. The reign of the U.S. as the world's biggest car maker has finally shifted.
That's right. Toyota just yesterday announced that they had a 53% rise in profit. The company is now worth $217 billion U.S. dollars. And this year, it's expected that Toyota will sell more cars than GM for the first time, taking GM's place as the world's premier automaker. Toyota famously is the maker of the Prius hybrid car, which has been quite popular, the most popular among hybrids in the United States. Toyota also makes the Camry, which is the best-selling car in the U.S. So any idea of these Japanese automakers, especially Toyota, as being foreign to the U.S. market doesn't hold, because Toyota now makes the cars that Americans most want.
And there is a huge electronic trade fair happening at the moment in the States. And what's emerging from the world's most technologically advanced society, Japan?
The big computer electronics makers, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, show off their wares. Microsoft already has out on sale the Xbox 360, which is the successor to its popular Xbox console. Sony and Nintendo haven't yet released their consoles. But Nintendo is really quite interesting in this regard, because they've said publicly that they're not going to compete in terms of horsepower and graphics. Their idea is to focus on gameplay. The Nintendo console, which is strangely named the Wii, spelled W-I-I, has a really unique controller. Most gaming until this point has been about mashing buttons on a controller, and sure, everyone has seen gamers standing rigid as they stare into his TV screen. But Nintendo's idea is their new controller is a wand, and inside the wand are motion detectors. So while it does have buttons, and those, and you use those to quite a big extent, Nintendo's idea is that you'll wave this wand around to mimic the actions in the games. And they did a demonstration at E3 where they had their executives playing a virtual tennis game against each other with them swinging these wands at each other as though they were hitting balls. And they were flicking their wrists, and the motion detectors inside the controllers were picking up those slight movements and letting them put spin on the ball to hit the ball wherever they wanted to. I think it's a really exciting direction for Nintendo, and it's a way for them to compete. You know, Sony has the muscle for manufacturing very hot hardware. Microsoft has deep pockets and has some incredible R&D. Nintendo is a much smaller company, and they know that they can't go toe-to-toe in terms of horsepower. And what they said is, we're going to forget about that, and we're going to make the most playable, most fun games.